I bet George could tell me right where I need to go.
That's all right. I just knew it was somewhere down that way, but not, I didn't realize it was that far away.
About three parcels over is also the land that the airport owns.
Are you from the direct link?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your spot. Yeah. So where is that at? Over to the right where the
where all this land is on the far right side. Past basically that big divider that is all owned by the airport and Johnny Morris.
It's a train tracks running down through there. Railroad tracks there.
So does that road that goes through the proposed property go to other homeowners?
Yes, sir.
Or other lots?
And the way it finishes, as you can see, it comes down. The easement for that road is through the very center of our property. And it finishes at the end on our parcel. You see there's a road that goes at the end of this main drive that comes down. There's a cutout there where a road actually that is utility access, and then the easement for our drive actually goes right between, you can kind of see right between that house and a well. I believe it's a well house there that was cleared out. So
there's also another access road on the property west of our property on the east side of 65. What's that road? That's that
Laurel,
road. Yeah,
right
Laurel
here.
Road. Yeah.
Maybe right there?
Yes.
Yes.
Can I ask the question?
Sure.
So you're saying that your access to this property goes through this?
Yes, which the owner of that house had asked if we had decided to develop that, if we would consider moving our road access to the other side of his that well house, and assuming that everything was approved, we were agreeable to do so if it was allowed.
You're going to have to. It's commercial use. You're not going to use someone else's easement to drive people up and down there. Not if it's not for you guys.
Understandable.
Can you click where their property line is at in that
They're
view right there?
This one and this one. You can't get them.
And it's my understanding that most of that is all family property that we purchased that land from.
And, you know, you're basically building a resort, so why are you asking for a CUP versus trying to rezone the property?
That's what we were advised to do by the office when we spoke with them, and we're asked which way we should go with it.
So do you have any feedback on that?
It might.
Or
the buildings are not going to be, like, next to each other, so we want everybody to have a privacy and a retreat. So they're going to be spread out, as you can see on the map.
Yeah, but if you guys ever go to sell it, you would lose your CUP, and
you're
it
right.
would become...
Correct. That's correct.
You'd have 14 cabins on one parcel.
Right. We have no desire to do so, and that's obviously, we were told that when we applied that way. As we had mentioned, we have hundreds of rentals, and we've slowly started converting those that are eligible for Airbnb over to Airbnbs, because as for every... we can tell you countless horror stories of long-term rentals that are stuck there for a year, stuck there until someone else comes in and can handle them, or until the legal system can allow us to evict that tenant and get out, and that can sometimes be a very lengthy process for us. In good faith, and leading up to this, we've went in and already started cleaning up, because it's our understanding that regardless of whether they're nightly rentals or long-term rentals, we can have one property on every 2 acres. But we're not afraid of long-term rentals. We know that system, but we'd prefer to have properties that are better taken care of, well-maintained. We're super host on Airbnb, and we have shown in our own record that that's been much more manageable, more well-maintained properties, we want to protect our investment just like anybody else would.
Did you say you have before and after pictures?
So some of the pictures that you have there, that used to be hauled out, there was literally trash scattered all over the place.
There was a squatter that had been there.
He is, I believe, a relative of some of the family members around there. And he had told us he was going to a treatment facility. Our third partner, Ray, had spent a lot of time talking with him. We bought some of the trash out there to help him out. But our goal is to clean up. We've already went in and kind of cleaned out the overgrowth. And one of the gentlemen that lives there in the house to the south was the gentleman that was doing some of that clearing up.
We're paying some of the neighbors and family to help us clear some of the land. So we've.
All right. Why don't we bang out who's in the crowd? Do you guys want to have a seat?
Sure.
Do you guys who's in the audience? Who signed up to speak? Do you have a defined order? Did you all get together beforehand and have a opener and a closer or anything like that? Why don't we just start up? Are you okay to start here at the front?
I mean, I'd love it if one other person would go first.
Okay, we'll start now.
I can if I need to.
You way in the back, last row. Do you mind?
Yes, sir, I can. Don't worry.
All right.
All righty. Good evening. I am Isaac Beebe, the son of Lori and Tony Beebe. They live way down at the end on the right, you see. Yes, right in that house. Correct. I am a sophomore in college studying accounting at Missouri State University. I've lived down Peace Lane with my family for my whole life, except for a two-month stretch that you will learn about shortly. I kindly request that you deny the conditional use permit that would allow nightly rentals to be built next to my family's property so that we can all continue to enjoy the quality of living I have always known and can pass on one day to my children. As a naive high school senior graduating in 2024, I thought I knew exactly what my future held. I was planning to attend Missouri State in the fall of 2024, live on campus, and eventually get an apartment in Springfield with the long-term goal of living in the Springfield area and working for a public accounting firm after graduation. My plan was going well. I received large scholarships from Missouri State, and in August of 2024, I moved there into a dorm room. Within 2 months, my life plan, if you will, took a major change. I realized that I despised living in the Springfield area for many reasons. I was not accustomed to parties, drinking, and smoking, and all the traffic that was around me. And this was through all hours of the day and night. I grew up never being around any of this because I lived, and I still live, in a quiet, small residential neighborhood, mostly made up of my family. As I said, I was naive and forgot to consider that my idea of getting the college experience is not like most freshmen in college. Instead of being miserable, I fought to get out of my housing contract and was eventually granted permission to become a commuter student and live at home. I did not move home because I hated Missouri State. I moved home for the security of the small residential neighborhood. Now, this does come with a 45-minute to an hour commute every day, but the benefits outweigh the cost substantially. Many were worried that the long commute would affect my studies in a negative way, but it has been one of the best decisions I have ever made. I currently hold a 4.0 GPA through 30 credit hours and am in my third semester of school. The very short two-month experience showed me how much I appreciate the quality of living I have always grown up with. If the proposed conditional use permit is passed, it is inevitable that many of the negative qualities of living at Missouri State will show up in a small neighborhood. At this point, if the nightly rentals are allowed next to our property, the benefits of living at home may not outweigh the costs. I plan to build a home on my family's property in the next few years and raise my family here. So please allow me to give them the quiet, small residential neighborhood I've always known. To close, please consider the quality of living I've expressed to you and appreciate now more than ever, and deny the permit for the nightly rental cabins. It is crucial for us to continue to live the quiet lives we have always had and to pass on to the next generation. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir, you want to go next, or that row, someone go next?
Good evening. Thank you for being here and giving me the opportunity to speak on behalf of my family. My name is Lori Beebe, and I am a fourth-generation granddaughter of the Plott family. My great-grandparents originally owned my property and the property in question here tonight. My husband and I moved to the property when our oldest son, Isaac, was 6 months old 20 years ago. I respectfully ask that you please deny the conditional permit use conditional use permit that would allow the nightly rentals adjacent to our property so that we can maintain the same quality of living we've had for the past 20 years. We believe allowing the nightly rentals would dramatically change our quality of living for several reasons. First, we would no longer have the privacy and sense of security that we are accustomed to. In March of 2021, our home was struck by lightning and burned. My grandpa and youngest son literally tore down our home, what was left of our home, and we had to rebuild and start over. We chose to rebuild on the same lot because we wanted to continue to have the privacy and feeling of security for ourselves and our kids. Our kids grew up playing outside and running up the hill to their grandparents' house with never a concern about their well-being or safety. We want that same privacy and security for our grandkids one day. We rebuilt our forever home in Ridgedale, Missouri, because we plan to live the rest of our lives here, enjoying the peace and quiet that we've always known. For the last 13 years, I've driven to Springfield to work every day, 6 days a week during tax season, and I choose to do this because of the privacy and peacefulness we have on our property. Second, we are concerned that nightly rentals will bring in a crowd of people from Thunder Ridge and various places late at night with the intention of partying until the early hours of the morning. They will likely already be under the influence and doing things that we don't want to be exposed to and certainly do not want our kids to be exposed to, like drugs and alcohol. We have a sophomore in college and a sophomore in high school, and we don't want to have to worry about what they might run into going to school, work, church, or wherever they are going. We would have to drive by the nightly rentals every time we go out. Third, the road infrastructure on our property and the access road to get to Highway 65 is not sustainable for increased traffic. The access road between our property and Highway 65 does not even have striping on it. In fact, it's somewhat dangerous because vehicles pulling out of the Rapid Roberts gas station often don't even stop and look to see if there's traffic coming from our property because they don't realize people live back there. We have to be very careful and watch for this. Those coming and going for nightly rentals would have no idea about this, and it could be dangerous for all of us. Our road is gravel, not paved, and two cars can't even pass each other without one of the cars pulling off the road. The road infrastructure is just not there. In closing, I respectfully ask you again to please deny the conditional permit that would allow nightly rentals adjacent to our property. This is family property out in the country where we are doing our best to raise our family and live a quiet, simple, and peaceful life. We desperately want to maintain the privacy, safety, and security and peacefulness of our property. We want to finish raising our kids and one day welcome our grandkids on our property without the fear of what nightly rentals will likely bring. Thank you all for your service to our county, and I'm sure what you are tasked to do can be a thankless job, but our family greatly appreciates your time and careful consideration of our request.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Terry Poor, and I live at 350 Peach Lane, Ridgedale, Missouri. My home and property border the land being discussed this evening for a conditional use permit for nightly rentals. I appreciate the opportunity to share a few thoughts with the Taney County Planning Commission. I understand the need for development within our county. This allows for economic growth and stability. However, I strongly believe we also remain committed to sustainability of our community. I know the commission is often tasked with managing this balance, and I have a few thoughts to share to aid you in your decision on the property in question. The property in question is near the Missouri-Arkansas state line and is accessed from a small non-striped outer road that connects the one-lane gravel road to 65. Outside of two gas stations, there are no other commercial developments near the property. The primary use of the surrounding area is agriculture and residential houses. While some see an area like this as a gold mine for development, many of us call it home, and is the very reason we live and support our rural-based county. Although I have many personal areas of concern related to the impact of my family's privacy, safety, noise disruptions, and overall quality of life related to the proposed development, I would like to share a few facts for consideration in this development. Traffic flow is a major concern for this area. Access